Hello and welcome to XM Cinema. I'm your host, Xavier Mustafa, and today we are discussing The Traitors, USA, Season 2, Episode 9, entitled A Game of Death. But before I get into this episode, I am going to let my traitorous co-host, a man that is more diabolical than me.
Hello there. It is the sensational. And how you doing, my fellow traitor?
I am doing great, my treacherous friend. Another good episode. Good episode. I won't say great. That was pretty good. Left was on a cliffhanger. Been a while you left.
I will disagree with you there, and I would have to call it great. Even though I don't like the cliffhanger, it makes for great TV. I cannot wait for next episode. I'm thinking about next episode. That's what the cliffhanger's for. They did it right. I think this was a great episode. You're tweaking.
How many episodes do you think we got left? Because season one was 11 episodes. We're already at 9. Okay. I would say last season was 11 episodes. We're already at 9 for season 2. So you think it's 4 more episodes? 14?
No. It's not 14. I think it's 12 episodes and 13 is going to be the finale. I mean, not the finale, the reunion. I think it's going to be 12 episodes. So 3 more episodes. Wait, how many people are left in the house?
So we have Phaedra, our last remaining traitor. We have CT. We have John. We have Kevin. We have MJ. We have Peter. We have Sandra. We got Sheree. We got Trishelle. And we got Kate.
So 10 people. So yeah, they can get down to... Oh, wait. Yeah, how are they going to get down to 4?
I mean, they get this... Well, let's see. Hold on. So if they get rid of... All right, they get some next episode. They get rid of somebody with the cliffhanger. They still got to murder somebody and they got to banish somebody. So that's 3 that could potentially go in episode 10.
Okay, but still.
So where does that leave us at?
7 people. So it's still 4 people left with 2 episodes. So what? 2 people in episode 11 and then. 4 and
then they'll be down to what, 5? So that sounds about right.
Yeah, true. I guess that'll work. Yeah, it is coming to an end. I'm very curious to see who makes it to the end with the faithfuls. Look, they gotta know that all the traitors, like from watching all these traitor seasons, the traitors keep their friends. Like, because, like, they don't murder their friends because their friends trust them. So, just, if I was a faithful, I would, and I'm still there, that means one of my friends is a traitor. Right, CT.
So, last episode, right? Poverty and Phaedra decided to murder Bertie. Because he's one of Pete's closest allies. They had the escape room challenge. After that, the round table, the faithful suspect Poverty and Phaedra. We get this great line from John saying that Poverty is the Duchess of Darkness, of deceit and murder. No, he didn't say that, but might as well. And Poverty gets eliminated. And she tells everybody that she is a traitor, and everybody celebrates. However, Phaedra's name was brought up.
She got 3 votes.
She got a couple of votes. She's on some people's radars right now. And we get to the traitor's turret, and Phaedra is told that she has to give someone an ultimatum. Join me or die.
Dun, dun, dun.
She has to pick somebody. and she picks Kate.
That you said it was a good idea, and me, absolutely not. But let's go ahead.
So, oh yeah, we're gonna talk about that. So Kate gets led down to the dungeon. She gets locked away. Phaedra comes down. She reveals herself. Kate says, "You sly fox." When Phaedra reveals herself, and after talking, Phaedra says, "You're smart, you're clever, and I think you'll make a crazy cool killer with me." Without question, Kate accepts the offer, and she gets her traitor cloak, which she said would look good on her. Privately, she admitted that she loves private clubs and secrets, so it only made sense for her to take arms with Phaedra. As traitors, Phaedra and Kate make their way back to the turret in order to decide on their next kill together. Kate was surprised to find out that Phaedra, that she wasn't the only one recruited and that it was Parvati instead, meaning she stayed in the traitors alone with Dan. Phaedra said it was like eating dry toast with no butter, no jam, no nothing. And Kate agreed that it's totally the vibe she got from Dan as well. Kate was surprised that Phaedra didn't have a plan for her next kill, but they got to considering their options anyway. They thought it would be risky to come for Kevin right after he tried to get her banished, and agreed that Peter puts the D-I-C-K in Dictator, and so they'll love to get rid of him. Phaedra pointed out that they'll have to avoid going for someone with the shield, and that Peter probably has it. Their third option was Trishelle because she wants to prove her point in a vendetta. They had narrowed their choices down to Kevin and Trishelle, not knowing that it was Trishelle with the shield, courtesy of CT.
Dun, dun, dun. So I really did not want them to pick Trishelle. I was like, come on, murder somebody, murder somebody, murder.
Kate and Sandra was the first ones to arrive at breakfast the next morning. This was Kate's first test as a traitor, and so her strategy was to convince herself that she's the faithful and to continue to mark Peter as, at the very least, a traitor to the faithful. She told Sandra about the conversation Peter tried to have with her after the banishment as further evidence that he's working against the interests of the faithfuls. When CT came back, he agreed with the women that Peter is a liar and thinks that his credibility is out of the window at this point. When Peter arrived next with MJ, he told the room that he didn't expect to be here and then privately hoped that Kevin, John, and Trishelle would follow him in. MJ addressed Kate, asking if she was okay because something was amiss, and that the light in Kate's face is not totally there. Trey came in next, followed by Phaedra and John, leaving Kevin and Trishelle as two potential murderees, deaths, whatever you want to call it.
Murder victims.
Victims, there we go, that's a better word. Okay, before I continue, so I was not expecting Kate to stand out like a sore thumb.
Bro,
so as soon as that happened, I was like, Kate, you ruined it for me.
Bro, what made you think she was a good actress?
But she didn't really have to act. All she had to do was just be herself, but she wasn't.
No, she, yeah, no. Mm-mm. She can never put on a great performance. She can tell little jokey jokes. They may get a little chuckle here, so she can't put on no three type of performance. What happened? She gone.
Peter knew that Trishelle had the shield, so he was hoping to see Kevin walk in next, but it was indeed Trishelle, which meant Kevin was successfully murdered. In the flashback from the previous night, we got confirmation that Phaedra and Kate decided on Kevin as a way of lowering Pete's numbers and hoping to see him spiral out of control. What they didn't know is that Kevin was on his way to suspecting Peter as a traitor and may have been a vote in their favor against him. Trishelle told the room that she was the one with the shield and called it interesting that only a few people knew she did. Those people being Peter, John, and CT. With the news of Kevin's death, Peter began to feel like there's a really good chance of him losing the game at that point. Trishelle joined CT and Phaedra in the kitchen to discuss what they thought Kevin's murder could mean. CT says that he thinks Peter looks suspicious, and Phaedra pointed out that he's always had engagement at the round table with every traitor they found. Trishelle offered the theory that Peter picked a fight with Parvati in order to avoid getting murdered, but CT asks that all Trishelle does is be a little open-minded about Peter. Privately, Trishelle questioned whether Peter would be capable of lying to that many people. Trishelle went to John next for a conversation where they agreed that they should stick together with Peter at the next banishment because the 9 players left, they'll need 5 in order to decide who leaves. Trishelle pointed out, though, that there's 4 Bravo celebrities in the game, and that basically means they're doomed anyway. Which is what Peter was trying to do. Trying to use the numbers to get Phaedra out first, because they could have got Parvati later, but didn't work.
Yeah, and he says it later, he got a total good point. He was like, they could have kept Parvati all the way to the end, because nobody would have kept the game going. Everybody would have stopped the game, voted her out. Boom. They're the winners. They should have worked with her and gotten everyone else out, but they didn't.
Also true, if you're 99% sure somebody's a traitor, if you keep them to the end, they can't recruit anybody. But if you let them earlier, then you get another traitor in the mix, and you're basically starting off at square one again.
Right, yeah. Just keep them all the way till the fire. As soon as they ask you, stay or not stay, they get out.
Yeah, but that's still a little risky, too. But you got to get them right before that point, because I think if you get them close enough to the end, they can't recruit anybody. If you try to wait to the fire ceremony, they may have the numbers against you already. And then you're done. But, I mean, it could work the other way. In another room, Phaedra was with Sandra, MJ, Sheree to discuss how suspect Peter has been with his fake fights and fake stories and alliances. Sheree thought that he's created so much chaos that nobody's going to believe him when he finally tells the truth. When Peter joined Trishelle and John, they thought about their options of who they could sway to their side and make 5 votes. Stepping outside of Bravo, they knew it was Sandra and CT that they needed to bring on side. When Peter found time to speak to CT, he was shocked that CT told him that he's leaning towards voting for him next. He said, "I don't believe anything you say," and pointed out to the politics and booby traps as too chaotic to follow. CT didn't like that Peter tried to cut a deal with the traitors, but that only left Peter feeling frustrated by his place in the game. For the next mission, Alan brought a group to a church to play a strategic game of shooting at each other's names in stained glass windows with a crossbow until only one remained. The last player would claim the only available shield for that night. In terms of money, the mission started with $25,000 and was lowered by $250 each time an arrow missed a name. Phaedra was up first. She aimed for John because she didn't think John needed a shield, but she missed. CT went for Kate, alphabetically down the line, but he missed. Kate replayed CT by going down the line alphabetically for real, but she missed too. Sandra and Sheree went for John, too, and also missed. John redirected to MJ and missed. Trishelle missed going for Sheree. When Phaedra and CT came to shoot next, they agreed that the smartest strategy would be to keep going for the same name with small adjustments based on the previous shot in order to stop wasting money. After a few more misses, MJ finally hit Sheree's window and stopped the bleeding. Next up was Phaedra, who went next to Sheree's window and targeted Peter in the center. On the first shot, she nailed it and eliminated him from getting the shield. Phaedra stood up to cheer when CT hit her own window, and again when Sheree successfully hit MJ, and MJ knocked Sandra out. A bunch of people missed hitting CT, so Sandra suggested that they ditch going for him on the top row and aim at Trishelle. the last one on the bottom instead. Phaedra was up next, and listening to Sandra went for the switch up. Phaedra just missed, as did CT and Sandra, but then Kate got the group back on track with the successful hit. On Phaedra's next attempt, she was successful on her first shot at Kate, leaving only CT and John with windows up. CT was up next, and so he went for John and got it, earning himself a shield and capping the money for the pot at $15,250. In a confessional, CT considered how traitor-like the behavior of Sandra and Phaedra was when they shifted the target to Trishel. Wow. The target to Trishel.
Wow, that is a lot of teeth.
In order to prevent her from getting the shield. Anything you want to say about any of that?
Yeah, Phaedra really messed up here. I mean, she totally lied on the round table. That's exactly what she was doing. She didn't want Trishel to win the immunity, or not immunity. Look at me. I don't watch Survivor. The shield. There you go. That's what I was talking about. But yeah.
In the car rides home, Trishel and Sheree, Trishel told Sheree and Peter that she didn't like how Phaedra switched so drastically from CT to her window. And Kate admitted to CT that she missed his window on purpose, though jokingly. Later during lunch, Peter told Trishel and John that he thinks he'll be up for banishment, and it's not going to even matter if she lays out all of the evidence of how he can't be one. John's idea was that because CT and Sheree won't go for Phaedra, they should try to persuade Sandra and MJ instead. So they pulled Sandra into discuss the pivotal part of the game, where if they don't get a traitor out, then it won't matter whether you have friends in the game or not, the traitors will win. She told John that she'll listen to him at the round table because she'll know when her starts talking.
What?
I messed that up somewhere, but their next plan was to have Peter pull Phaedra away from her group so that Trishel can swoop in and pitch ideas to them. Before Trishel could arrive, Sandra told MJ, Kate, and Sheree that John is convinced Phaedra is a traitor and they'll be gunning for her at the banishment. They wanted to know what Peter was saying to Phaedra in the next room, so they listened at the doorway as he told her that he doesn't want to vote for her, but he just simply thinks that she's a traitor. When Trishel arrives, she says, let's not beat around the bush, because they all know it was either Phaedra or Peter next. Trishel tried to bring up the mission as traitor behavior, but Kate reminded all that Peter lied to them about his deal with Parvati, and that's traitor behavior as well. Trishel tried to say that they all have blind loyalty to Phaedra, but MJ immediately said that's not true. She added that she didn't come to this castle to win a personality test with these ladies, and if any of us do that, we're all going to lose. So I'm going to go in with a very open mind. CT was circling the idea that Sandra and Phaedra displayed traitor behavior at the mission, and he felt that he was in a tough spot now because he considers Phaedra a friend. In a private conversation with Trishel, CT brought up that he heard Sandra and Phaedra conspiring at the mission. He thinks in order to prevent her from getting the shield so that they can kill her. Trishel said that she doesn't think it's Sandra, but that they shouldn't bring her up tonight and instead go for Phaedra. By the end of the talk, CT says let's do it and agrees to go after Phaedra with the vote. Getting him on board with the plan was something Trishel did not see coming. Anything you want to say about any of this before we go to the round table?
No. Let's get to the table.
All righty. At the table, John was the first to speak at the round table, referring to the pivotal moment in the game as a turning point, in which there is no realistic prospect of turning back. In that regard, he said that he believes that Phaedra is a traitor. His supporting evidence was two people banished as traitors named her as a traitor, and it matters in this game to find and banish the traitors. But her approach has been to fly low Phaedra in a non-committal way by day. Phaedra retorted, "I'm glad you're not God," and asked him to bring it down a notch and get to the point instead of speaking eloquently like it's parliament. She claimed that he's only trying to protect Peter and that both Dan and Parvati were in collusion with Peter. She added that he attempted to work her today. Phaedra's point that his private conversations Phaedra's point that his private conversations are traitor behavior, but he said they play different games then because he sees that as faithful behavior. She stopped him there and said that he plays tricks, but reminded him that this is not The Bachelor, and she doesn't have to kiss his ASS4 rose.
Oof.
She added that he plays the game for himself, and she doesn't feel like she should have to answer to him. Peter said that she can critique his game play all she wants and suggests that she is upset he rejected her letter to be recruited. First time that was brought up by him. He insisted that he hasn't been a selfish player. At this point, CT spoke up about what happened at the mission as the evidence we do have. He drew on his chalkboard how there were three windows at the top, and Phaedra went down to Trishelle instead of staying up at the bigger target. Trishelle jumped in to exclaim that it's obvious she didn't want to have her protected, but Phaedra insisted that wasn't the case. Sandra and Sheree stopped the conversation to remind everyone that Peter stopped the conversation at the last banishment in order to save Parvati. Peter brought up that Bergie's kill as the strongest evidence that he couldn't be a traitor and pleaded with them to get it right. The vote started with Phaedra voting for Peter, followed by Sandra for Peter, Peter for Phaedra, John for Phaedra, Trishelle for Phaedra, CT for Phaedra, Sheree for Peter, and K for Peter. That left a 4-4 tie with a deciding vote on MJ, who said she'll come in with an open mind and she'll listen to what people has to say, but what will be her decision?
All right, here's my beef. Here's my beef with Sandra. Because maybe you've seen her do some great things, but I haven't seen her do jack in this season. And she, it would be different if, like, we didn't know she's not a faithful and she's just, you know, trying. But no, these people are literally convincing her. Not even, it doesn't seem so hard. They're literally playing her like a fiddle, telling her who to vote. And look at her. She would have voted the wrong person. She would have voted her own faithful out. Again, Sandra is not a good player of this show, at least.
Okay, so here's the thing about Sandra, okay? What makes her very good at these games is she always has her own agenda. She'll go with the group as long as it serves her. But she'll cut your throat. At the moment she doesn't trust you.
Okay, but here's the thing. Let's say Phaedra goes home tonight and they're like, okay, so whoever didn't vote for Phaedra is clearly a traitor. And what happens, you know, Sandra's name's already out there. What happens they banish her next? Ooh, she's so good at home.
I think, here's my opinion, because she's good at reading people and reading the situations. If Phaedra goes home, she's going to be on the defensive right away to get somebody else as a target. You'll see her have those conversations right away to plant those seeds. But I don't know. If Phaedra goes home, I don't know how I feel about the rest of this season because, to me, Phaedra makes it interesting. I thought Kate was going to make it interesting, but she's just kind of proved to me that she kind of sucks as a traitor. We'll see how it goes.
Why did you think she was going to be good?
Because she was so bad the first season. Like, if she was a traitor last season and she did exactly what she did, she'd have won. She was doing all kinds of trades. She was literally throwing money away.
I would have picked John or I would have picked Peter because he would have definitely accepted and then I would have thrown him under the bus.
What would have been funny if they would have picked John as a traitor? Because when you picked at the beginning, you got to be a traitor. Like, there's no option. Yeah. You can't be like, no. And then he would have been like, you are unquivocally the sultan of sickness. You are definitely the torturous traitor. Like, it'd be great. And he would just be lying the entire time. We missed out on John.
Yeah, we did.
Anything else you want to say about this episode?
No, sir. It was a great episode.
Can't wait to see what happens. I hope Phaedra doesn't go home.
I hope she does.
But she'll probably go home next. Yeah, or so. Maybe she'll have the Bravo crew and take it all the way to the end and pull a Suri.
Please no. Please no. Don't do that.
You don't want Phaedra to win?
I don't want all the Bravo girls at the end. Please, no.
All right, let people know where they can find you out on social media.
Delance_DA.
You can catch me at Xavier Mustafa on Facebook and on Twitter. You can catch this podcast at XM Cinema on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to this so you get every new episode when it drops. We just concluded our coverage of The Challenge. So that's done. We will continue our coverage of The Traitors, and we'll be giving you the Avatar, The Last Airbender Netflix live action series podcast as well. So definitely hit the subscribe button. And until next time, make sure you take care of yourselves and each other, and may the Force be with you.
Because this is the way.